Yeah, very much so. Since March, this beginning of the year, there have been no courthouse sittings in Carndonagh. And the court services are conducting an investigation into the state of all their courthouses. I'm glad now that they've prioritised Carndonagh. I'm glad that they've indicated that they wish to have this structural report completed by October 31st or tomorrow. And it's important that court service return. So once the structural report's obtained, I'm hoping that they will go immediately to refurbishment works in Carndonagh.
More often than enough, we do see reports like this, maybe not just into courthouses, but other things, I suppose, maybe shelved. Progress might be stalled somewhat on this. You're saying that this can't happen.
I'm certainly saying it shouldn't happen here. And I'd be pleading too with all of the community groups and all of the active area, community groups throughout the north, east and west, and Isshowan, from Sheerness-Sligo or Oras over to Mobile, that they too should play an active part in lobbying that the works should start immediately once this report is received by the court service.
You have mentioned previously in the past that court day in Carndonagh does benefit the community somewhat economically. Is that fair to say that it has been seriously impacted since it's been gone?
It is very fair to say. Strange, but there is an economic spin-off. There's actually a significant business, significant footfall in and around Carndonagh, but it's also it's our north in Isshowan sitting, and the big fear is that there might be a recommendation of no work to be done and that they might retain the Carndonagh sittings in Buncrana. That's the unacceptable version. That's where we need everybody to come on board, and we need those in government to ensure that what was in Carndonagh is returned to Carndonagh at the earliest moment.